Followed a TV advert that said the internet is now, the internet is the future. I thought it would be best to take a look at whether the internet is everything that will be the future. I actually disagree with this idea of everything being orientated to things online. I believe that technology could be used in such a way so that it becomes even more used to the point where it could potentially be overused, and that most services and products, although could be online, could also be offline and will always serve a purpose in the real world and not in the cyber world. Going back to the original idea of the internet, I think the simplicity of the title comes from the person who invented the internet, the Leonard Kleinrock's notion on the idea of the internet was published in a paper that in May, on May the 31st, 1961, and it was actually only agreed and approved by the Committee of Graduate Study and Research in July in 61. And the title of the thesis outlining the idea of what is now the internet was called the Information Flow in Large Communication Nets. And I think the title in itself, even back then, the paper, it being technical and back then, still represents what the internet is today, which is an information flow in large communication nets. That's exactly how the internet stands today. And coming back to the modern day world, where people are saying the internet is everything, is quite an interesting statement, as it seems more things do appear online. And especially with the fall of many products or stores in the real world that have now transferred online, it seems that being online is everything. In reality, I still disagree with this idea and think that there is a place for things in the real world, and it's only possible to talk about them in the real world, and that communication can be built up of many different elements, and the internet is merely a substitute for this. And if everything and everyone was to be online, it would be quite clear that human being contact would still be needed. So the element of a person being able to talk to another would need to be developed to a degree where one can actually live life. So I think the idea and notion of everything being online and everything being on the internet and that being the future is incorrect. I think most people that would see being online as being almost everything and in the future are slightly naive to the fact that it is a communication form, it is another medium and a platform, but within the internet and the cyber culture, there is many other platforms that would allow you to communicate in many different ways. For example, text, hyperlink, image, and audio. And the basic initial thesis mentions the large communication nets. And in that, it talks about two nodes from getting to one from one to another, and I think that's a simple symbolic form as well as a technological form of how people communicate with each other. And it's just information that needs to go from one side to the other. I think that people could sit back and take away and be stripped of the internet, and if they were to do that, they would soon realize that human beings have many senses, more than the internet are able to give us. And the idea of seeing something, touching something, smelling something, hearing something, and then all together to experience all those elements together is quite interesting on its own right. And for that fact, I think that the human beings are so complex beings that the internet could never really overcome and master and take over the natural human living and being.